The United States and China are preparing their official accounts of the accident that sparked an 11-day standoff between the two nations. This week, the U.S. government said it felt very sorry about the mid-air collision that resulted in the emergency landing of one of its surveillance planes in China. The Chinese government agreed to take that as the apology it demanded to release the plane's crew. But it's clear that the United States and China have two very different versions of what happened. On Wednesday, U.S. and Chinese representatives are scheduled to discuss the incident in Beijing. It appears that meeting will be contentious. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jilton now reports.
For 12 days, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and other administration officials kept quiet as Chinese authorities promoted their account of the April 1st mid-air collision. Yesterday, it was the United States' turn.
It seemed to me that with the crew safely back in the United States, that it was time to set out factually what actually took place.
Rumsfeld said a U.S. Navy EP-3 on a routine surveillance mission in international airspace off the Chinese coast was intercepted by two Chinese fighter pilots. One pilot buzzed the U.S. plane aggressively, behavior, Rumsfeld said, U.S. pilots had seen before. To support his claim, Rumsfeld played an extraordinary videotape from this past January 24th when another U.S. air crew was surprised by an aggressive Chinese pilot.
How far are we?
One's right there, 10 o'clock.
Oh,
you're going to pass in front of us.
He's going right in front of us. Same altitude. All right. Whoa, we got bumped.
Felt that one.
We got bumped.
The Chinese jet that swooped in front of that U.S. plane, thumping it with the air turbulence in its wake, was the same jet, U.S. officials say, that collided with the U.S. EP-3 on April 1st. The Chinese pilot involved in the collision died, for which the United States is officially very sorry. But Rumsfeld did not repeat that sentiment yesterday, saying instead that aggressive moves by the Chinese pilot put the lives of the 24 U.S. crew members at risk. Nor did Rumsfeld say again that the United States is very sorry the crew had to make an emergency landing on Hainan Island without verbal clearance. In fact, U.S. officials now say the second Chinese jet involved in the interception on April 1st proceeded to Hainan and made a preliminary sweep over the airfield, suggesting the EP-3 crew was, in fact, cleared to land there. And Rumsfeld said yesterday the EP-3 pilot made clear to the Chinese exactly what he was doing.
The plane proceeded in on a perpendicular to the runway, made a 270-degree turn, so that everyone on the ground and in the air would be aware that they were in distress and making an emergency landing. When they landed, they were greeted with armed troops, so I suspect that the people at the airfield knew they were coming.
As more details come out about the collision and the subsequent emergency landing, anger is growing here at the Pentagon over the way the Chinese government portrayed the incident. Some U.S. military commanders are proposing that U.S. fighter jets fly alongside the U.S. surveillance planes from now on to provide an armed escort. But other Pentagon officials say such a move would accomplish little. At his news conference yesterday, Secretary Rumsfeld dodged the question of whether escorts should be provided, though he pointed out that the Chinese military could not have set out to hit the U.S. Navy plane.
The airplane was not shot down. It was clearly an accident. You've got to know that no pilot intentionally takes his horizontal stabilizer and sticks it in the propeller of an EP-3. He did not mean to do that. I am certain of that.
Still, the meeting in Beijing next Wednesday, when U.S. and Chinese representatives discuss the April 1st incident, is not likely to go easily. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage said on the PBS NewsHour program last night that if the Chinese representatives are businesslike at the talks, it may indicate their desire to get on with the U.S.-China relationship.
If, on the other hand, they want to engage in shrillness or polemics, then it might indicate that the Chinese haven't quite made up their mind what sort of relationship they want with the United States.
The U.S. delegation at those talks will push the Chinese to return the Navy plane they're still holding, if only as a matter of principle. The Chinese side is expected to demand again that the United States stop its surveillance flights along the Chinese coast, but U.S. officials say those flights are entirely legal and non-negotiable. Tom Jilton, NPR News, The Pentagon.